Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me feel in me.
Every morning you wake up, every morning some
I'll be reading. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm reading the portion. This is Judges chapter 4, beginning with the 14th verse. And then Deborah said to Barak, "Go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands." Hallelujah. He has given them into your hands. Amen. Just one more. Getting all my scriptures mixed up here. Amen. Amen. I'm all mixed up here, but the word of the Lord reads, "Then Deborah said to Barak, 'Go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your own hands.'" Hallelujah. "Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?" Hallelujah. "Have he not gone ahead of you?" Hallelujah. So Barak went down to Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's so crazy because sometimes we don't feel like God is for us. But if God is for us, who could be against us? I just don't want to paraphrase that scripture. I wanted to give you to biblically what the Bible says. Chapter 4, verses 14. It says, "Then Deborah said to Barak, 'Go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your own hands. Has the Lord not gone ahead of you? Hallelujah. She said, "Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you? Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?" So you know God that already fixed it. God that already fixed it. "Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?" That's the question that she asked him. So you know God that already went ahead of you. You didn't know he had already fixed it. He already delivered the enemy into your own hands before you even went to fight, before you even went to war, before you even went up. God was already for it. So he had already done. You won already. God has already did it. But sometimes it's so hard for us to see it because it's a faith thing. You got to believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. You can't see it, but you got to believe it because he had already done. He had already provided the resources. He had already went ahead of you. He had already laid down the foundation. He had already laid down the soil. Hallelujah. He has already laid down all the resources that you need to be able to survive. He had already did it. He won. You won. If God wins, you win. If God wins, you win. I know every week I get on here with Coffee with Lee, and I forget to sip on my coffee. I know Chaplain Millicent always say, "You so fired up, you be forgetting your own coffee." Yes, the Coffee with Lee, because it's like I just be going in. Amen. But what I'm saying to you on today is that you won. You already did it. And I love it because she asked him a question. "Has not the Lord already gone ahead of you?" So in other words, just using my own imagination, you already know how God works. You already know how God works, Barak. You already know that he had already took down your enemies before. So you don't think he's going to take down Sisera and his army too? But see, Sisera was looking at Barak was looking at Sisera and what he had and what he was equipped for. Because to them, they were bad. You know, they had chariots. They had swords hanging out from the wheels, and they had cut you while you walking. He looked at everything, but did he not look at what he has? Did he not look at what God has equipped him with? What did he not look at all the resources that you have? See, they fight with a different way, but our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God are pulling down the strongholds. See, we look at things in a spiritual way. So what we see with our own eyes, people may not see when they're not spiritual. Hallelujah. But when you are a Christian, you believe on the Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, you know how God fights the battles. So what they see is what you can't see. So people already feel like you already defeated you, just know that you got this. But what I love about you, got to read that whole chapter entirely. But when I look at Deborah being a female judge, and prior to that scripture, the scripture, Barak had asked her, would you go with me to fight this? And she said, I can go with you, but it would not be to my honor. It would be to my honor and not to yours. But see, what I love about a leader, a true leader, is that she was not caught up in getting all the kudos. She was not getting caught up in getting all the accolades. She just wanted things to be right. That's the trying of a true leader. A true leader, when everybody is not, is me, I, and what I did. But what she did say was that I can go with you, Barak, to fight this thing. But if I go with you, the honor would be to me as a woman. It would not be to you. Hallelujah. But she already knew that God had already worked it out. She already knew that God had already gave Sisera, the enemy, into her hands, into his hands. She already knew that because she knew how God works. And that's what she was trying to get Barak to believe about. Don't believe what you see, because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. But I love it because she was willing to go with him, but she just let him know right off the top, it's going to be to my honor that I did this. No, you need to get this. And he went up, and then she asked him a question. Has not God already gone before you? He didn't already, and once he got up there, he had already won because the enemy was already delivered to his hands. He just had to go and show up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You just got to go and show up. Because some folks don't want you to show up. Don't you know when you show up what God will do? And sometimes you ain't even got to open up your mouth. You just got to speak. I watched going through this here a court thing for a couple of months, and I watched God show up, and all I had to do was be silent and let God speak for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let God speak for me. And when God was in that room every time, and I didn't have to utter a word out of my mouth, and when I was going to utter a word out of my mouth, probably going to mess up things, say too much, going to mess up things, the judge stopped me and said, your attorney's supposed to speak to you, and kind of chuckled, and I said, okay. You know, when I said that, and I said, God, I thank you, because here I go. But God shut it down just like that because he was still in the room, and even though he fought it, but he know us as individuals. And I shut my mouth, and God fought that fight. Do you hear me? Fought that fight. Whatever they owed, it was paid back. Whatever they took, it was paid back. Hallelujah. So you ain't got to worry about folks taking stuff from you because God has already fixed it. It's already won. So what they took, God replaced it. So you don't ever have to worry about that. He replaced it and more. So you don't have to worry about it. He replaced my peace. He replaced my joy. But I got to a place where that thing was stressing me out. Because you know when somebody wronged you and you know what's due to you and they do you wrong, but you sit back and you let the Lord fight your battle and he sure enough fought that battle. Hallelujah. And that's where I had to get to the place right there in that room, letting God fix it for me, because I already won. And even though every time it looked like I went, it looked like they was winning. Every time I went in the room, it looked like they was winning. And my sister Nikki always say, it appears sometimes that people are winning, but doesn't mean that they already winning. It doesn't mean it, because if you have given it to God, you have already won. So no matter what the decision may come, what the outcome may be, you already a winner. Even if it feels like they're walking away and took from you. But guess what? You didn't already won. So whichever way it's going to go is how God wants to go. And know at the end of the day, no matter how that situation is resolved, you didn't already won. Regardless if you feel like it didn't come out to your favor, you already won. Hallelujah. But just because I fought, just because I made a stand, just because you make a stand on some situation, it makes you even feel good and liberated, because at least you know you took a stand on that situation, even though it may not have gone in your way or in your favor. But you are in the favor of God. So no matter what may not turn out to your eyes and what may not be to right or justice for you, God has already got the justice. You just got to sit back and you just got to wait. I don't care if it's years from now. You just got to wait because you are a winner. So don't feel like the fight that you was in, you're defeated and you're not winning when you come out looking like, oh, my God, they just won. No, they didn't win over you because you're still standing. You're still breathing. You're still living. You still got your morals. Hallelujah. But what I love about Deborah is that even though she went up with him. She let him do the fight, and she fought for him. She didn't fight for him. He had to fight for himself, and she had to bring back to his remembrance, hey, don't you know that God is already going before you? All you got to do is show up. So all sisters did was show up, and God fought that fight. Hallelujah, because he showed up. Some of us are so afraid to walk into the room because we feel like people have more than us. They have more credentials than what we have. So how can I walk into a room? You can walk into a room because you are God's kid. You are a king's kid. That's how you walk into the room. You belong to royalty. You belong to God. So that's how you belong in the room. And just know that you belong. Hallelujah. Because how many times are we forced out? Or just know that you already won. Just know that the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And I bless God for this scripture on today. I bless God for this chapter on today. So I just came on here, just to jump in here, just to inspire you all and just drop some jewels and just a word of encouragement that you already won. And that's what was ringing in my spirit on this morning. You already won. You already won. And it's not like I'm just preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself. For those who are dialed in, you can jump on my YouTube channel, which is Hope Victorious, or my Facebook page under Hope Victorious. Amen. And God bless you all for tuning in. But you can jump on. I'll be on here for a couple more minutes. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying to you is that don't worry about what naysayers say. Don't worry about how people mumbling and complaining and talking about what you can't win, and don't go down there and don't do this and don't do that because this job is too big for you. Who said the job is too big for you? It ain't too big for you. If God called you to that job, then it's not too big for you because he didn't already supplied all the resources. He didn't already given you everything that he felt like you should have to be able to conquer that thing, to be able to win that thing. Hallelujah. And just knowing who you are when you're in the room, knowing who you are when God calls you out to do that thing, you got to speak encouraging yourself. I love Deborah when she said, has not the Lord gone before you? Has not the Lord gone before you? He is already went and got all his men, and he went down and fought that fight. And guess who was delivered into his hand? Sisera, his enemy, because God had already went before him. He just wants you to show up. Glory be to God. He just wants you to show up. Show up. How many times you say, I'm not going to show up because I'm afraid. I'm not going to go because I know they're more talented than me. I'm not going to show up because, oh, my God, I don't have nothing to give. I'm not going to show up because I don't have the resources. So I'm standing there. Everybody has their money to be able to purchase it, but I don't. I can give you so many stories of not having something and showed up. And my mama sit there and look at me and say, do you have that? And I say, I'm just believing God. By the time that time come around when they need it, I got it. But I'm in. I am in. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? But I'm in because I trust God. And I know if God called me to that opportunity, if God called me to a place like that, I know he already got it. I know he already given me the resources, the finances for it. He didn't already did it. He didn't already laid down the soil. He didn't already laid down the foundation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He had already laid it down. Has not, keep ringing in my mind, has not the Lord already gone before you? Has not the Lord already gone before you? Has not he already gone before you? Just know that he already went before you. He has already did it. It's already done. You won. Say that to yourself. You won. I won. I won. I won. morning, I want to encourage you to let you know that you have already won and it's already done. Amen. So we'll be closing out in prayer. God bless you all. I'll see you all again on next Tuesday. And I'm going to be popping on every now and again, just doing some drive-bys, as they say, but some pop-ups, as I say, as they say. So I'm going to do some pop-ups or some lives, just unexpectedly, just jump on. Hope you all are following me on Hope Victorious, on Facebook, and Hope Victorious the number 2 on IG. Amen. On YouTube, Hope Victorious. Everything is Hope Victorious. You can even email me at HopeVictoriousTheNumber2@gmail.com. But on IG, I'm HopeVictoriousTheNumber2. God bless you all. I am just so honored just to be before you each week. Thank you all. I hope that you are resting. You are enjoying yourself. You are trying to take some self-care, some self-love. As Dr. Tyra Gardner says, you got to follow her on IGP. On IG also, Anger Dr. Tyra. You know, CEO Tressa Azarell always talk about self-care, self-love. You got to follow her as well on IG, CEO Azarell. So we bless God for you all on today. And I'm learning how to just take some self-care and some self-love and just be kind to myself, because it's amazing how you can be kind to others but don't be kind to yourself. You can love and embrace on others but don't even embrace yourself. And sometimes you can say, oh, my God, I'm supposed to be caring and seeing self-care. You know why? Because folks realize you can take care of yourself, because how can you take care of other folks if you ain't taking care of yourself? Hallelujah. So I encourage you on today, just know that God loves you and that he is for you. God is for you. Who could be against you? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. And I love you, Father, and I'm thanking you, God, for just letting me know that I've won. We won. They won. As they just say to themselves, I won. Every morning, wake up, I win. I win. I win. Just knowing that if God is for you, who could be against you? Hallelujah. God, we come before you on today, praying for everyone on this broadcast, praying for everyone who joined in and who could not join in. God, we praying for the world on today, God. God, we praying for a kind heart, God, unselfish love that they may have, and for them to be selfless and to love on others and not to be selfish, Father God. We praying for unselfish spirits on today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praying for life, health, and strength on today. Continue to strengthen us and care for us and keep us, God, and touch those who are traveling on the highways and the byways and planes and trains and cars. God, bless them on today. God, we thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for even for the trials and tribulations that make us strong, God. No, we don't want them, God. But, God, you went through all of those. So who are we not to go through them too, God? But, Lord, we thank you for just showing up. We thank you for showing out. We thank you for already the land. Hallelujah. Like you sent Joshua and Caleb. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. And when nobody else seen what they seen and stuff in him and Caleb, that they could take this land. But God, you were so faithful to allow them to see it, Father God. Joshua and Caleb, Father God, be able to take down Jericho, God. God, I thank you some 40 years later. God, I thank you that you are faithful, God, that you are faithful. And we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you for your son, Jesus, that died on the cross for our sins. And you said in our words, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you and God bless you. If you're not sure of your soul salvation, you can always email me at HopeVictoriousTheNumber2@gmail.com. You can always DM me or message me on Facebook or YouTube. God bless you all. I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Know that God loves you and he is on your side and you won. You win. Hallelujah. And remember to hope in God and know that you are victorious. And thank you all for purchasing my coffee products at Hope Victorious, www.hopevictorious.com. I bless God for you. This coffee is so good, y'all. For those who haven't tried it, you got to go to www.hopevictorious.com, purchase some good coffee. Those who have already purchased the coffee, I know that you're down on zero, so come on now, purchase more. Hallelujah. So God bless you all and have a wonderful day. Oh, this is the last thing. And you can always look up on ShakinasFashion.com, my jewelry that I have. Thank you, Kalita. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Bye.